Welcome back to the dance party, everybody. I'm Stephen Stone. In 1966, American singer-songwriter Randy Newman wrote this song for Eric Burdon's first solo album. 4 years later, Three Dog Night took it to the top of the charts.
Pool hall is it here? I look in the drugstore. Is it here? No, it don't come here no more. Well, I tell you what, I saw him. He was sitting behind us down at the pen tables.
From 1979, Chucky's in Love by Ricky Lee Jones. Let's go back to 1961 now to the king himself, Elvis Presley, with Little Sister.
Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does? And I took her to the show. I went for some candy. Along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old mo-evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose. But you've been growing and baby it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Little sister, don't you do what your big sister does?
In 1969, the Edwin Hawkins Singers took gospel to the top of the pop charts. Edwin Hawkins talks about their smash hit, Oh Happy Day.
We did this two-track recording live at the Ephesian Church of God in Christ in 68, I think it was. It was released on a custom label by a Mormon who owned a record label, custom label, and we released it. Some young man in the shipping of that, I've never met to this day, took that record to a friend of his that was at a rock underground station in San Francisco. KSAN, KSAN they called it. It hit in San Francisco. They sent it to their friends in New York. It hit there and kind of merged across country. And then all the gospel stations wanted to claim that they were the cause of it being a hit.
Oh, happy day. happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus wore.
Jesus wore.
Oh, when he wore.
Jesus
when Jesus wore.
Happy day,
oh, happy day,
when Jesus wore,
oh, when he wore,
when Jesus wore,
washed our sins away,
oh, happy day,
what a happy day.
From 1969, the Edwin Hawkins Singers with Oh Happy Day, a song that George Harrison, while testifying in the famous My Sweet Lord lawsuit of the mid-1970s, would admit to being the original inspiration for his hit single, not the alleged He's So Fine. We've got more of the dance party coming up right after these words.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-947-1328. 800-947-1328. 800-947-1328. That's 800-947-1328.